Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And looking forward to another great night of Astro Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, it looks like we don't have a lot of time, so let's just get going to the readings. We got a lot of callers. Let's start with the caller from the 901 area. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Annabelle, and I'm calling from Tennessee.
And we welcome you to our show tonight, Annabelle. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm interested in a guy at work, and I was just wondering if you know I'm alive at all.
And can you tell me a little bit how long you've been with this guy?
Well, I haven't been with him. I'm really pretty much a secret admirer, and I'm just a little bit hesitant to go forward with this.
Well, what I would like to do is check your connection with this guy, and I'm using my pendulum chart, and it will give me the percentages based on your connection with him.
Okay.
So let's see where you're at right now. And right now you're at 40%, which means your connection is not very strong. And not very high. So in order to get that vibration up and that connection, you're going to probably need some chakra balancing. And I'm going to go ahead and check your chakras.
Okay.
And I want to see where you're at with your chakras, if anything's out of alignment or not balanced. Are there some other things going on with him, too, that the reason why this connection is not so strong?
Oh, okay. I figured as much.
Yeah. Let's look at your relationship compatibility chart first, though. See if you're even compatible with him.
Oh, okay.
And right now I'm picking up that he's having a lot of family issues.
Oh.
And it's going to father image, so it has something to do with his father.
Okay.
Right now he has a lot of selfish desires. Which is not really good.
That's right.
And he has a hard time with commitment.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So,
okay.
Are you there?
Yes. So, yes,
okay. I'm going to check your chakras.
Okay.
It says your chakras are balanced, but I don't know about his. Let's check his.
Okay.
His is defected. And one of the things that's defected is the solar plex, which is the third chakra. And the other one is the spleen, which is the second chakra.
Okay.
So he has a lot of leaks right now. Let's see if he has any holes. It says they're open. But he don't have any holes. That's good.
Oh.
And another thing that's out of alignment is the crown chakra.
Okay.
Does he believe in God at all?
Oh, he has spoken of being spiritual, yes.
Okay, so since he is aware, we can close those chakras. and then open up his crown chakra.
Okay.
Which I'm going to send the energy right now. Okay, I'm going to say 9-6 to the crown chakra. That's going to open up his crown.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do the Geotran codes, which is going to bring his chakras back in alignment. 4-2-2-2-4-4-6-2. So now let's look at his chakras and see if they're more aligned.
Mm.
And now they are balanced, and he's at 50%.
Okay.
And your connection with him should start improving now that you're at 50%. Is there anything you want to share, Roy?
Do you do much meditation or any kind of, quiet time for yourself?
Yes, I burn me a white candle like 24/7, and I have a private prayer corner that I use.
I'm getting, since you like using candles, one good candle would be a pink candle.
Okay.
And that is for, for love.
Mm-hmm.
And for relationships.
Okay.
Adrian, what else, what other candle would be good?
Well, another candle would be good for psychic attacks would be black and white candles.
Okay.
And that will banish any negativity, and the white will purify.
Mm, okay. Well, thank you all. Mm-hmm.
That will protect you from any psychic attacks.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, so much.
You are very welcome. Again, we thank you for joining us, and we hope that any information we gave you will help you.
Yes, and thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And let's go ahead with the next caller, Agent.
And the next caller we have is a 513 area. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Cookie.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm calling from Ohio, and my name is Katrina.
Okay. And Katrina, how can we help you tonight?
Yes, I wanted to know if some of my relatives have a problem with me, because sometimes I think they act funny towards me, the ones that live in Michigan.
Now, are these relatives on your mom's side?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting that you're sort of distant from them. You're not that close to them.
You mean a distant?
By that
well,
is, do you have a close relationship with them?
Well, some of them.
With some of them?
Yes.
Now, are there only certain ones that you're looking at, that...
Yes, uh-huh, like
that
my
there might be a
mother.
Problem?
Yes, like my mother's sister and her sister's daughter.
Now, was there a competition thing going on there as you were growing up?